100 word stories.
Hey there, all you out in podcast land. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. Woohoo! And it's time for a weekly challenge. Woohoo! Want to know what the topic is for this week? Woohoo! Yeah, you're going to hear a whole bunch of stories on the topic of a pick two. Well, that's not just one topic, is it? Mass, trade, headache, pick me, it's not you, it's me. Woohoo! No, woohoo isn't in the topic list. Woohoo! I'm just going to keep saying woohoo. Woohoo! After 15 years of this shit, you'd think you'd be annoyed by it by now. A lot of people are like, unsubscribe. I don't listen to that thing anymore. That subscription is on my Zune. Anyway, OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com will have all the text of the stories, links to stuff, all that, but you're listening right now. Maybe I should share some of the stories? Sure, why not? Woohoo! God, that's stupid.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I finally figured out what was wrong with the mic. The Logitech camera was fighting for audio control, and Windows, being as sucky as it is with audio, didn't have the right setting to change it. Fuck Microsoft. But I have a story, and it's called Johnny Cash Sang It, Pain. Pick me. No, me. Please, me. Hard choice. The circling vice behind my ears was a candidate. Sinus pain driving up my nose, a ninepenny nail, was getting fair reflection. The optic nightmare was pretty much an 11 out of 10. The migraine aura, while very 4th of July colorful, was causing projectile tears. Hands down, the steel bear trap ripping through my back and shoulders was the primo deluxe of headaches. Today, sadly, was a trifecta of pain, a win, show, place of torture. If I had a pencil, I'd drive it through my skull. Pretty damn cheery, yep. Welcome to my world. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and it was great to hear from the Space Turtle last week. This is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 741 with a pick 2 challenge. Here's my story. Mr. Wienerheimer pointed to the computer screen. They're incoming, right here. They should be here in less than an hour. Bill Burt's mother shook her head. I'd better go into the office, they'll need my help, what a headache. Bill Burt's dad laughed. I'd trade places with you, Pookie, but you're the one with the superpowers. Bill Burt squirmed on the couch. But Mom, why do they need you to come in? Your superpower is efficiency. His mother pulled on a jacket. It's an area effect power. Just like linoleum and flies with you, people around me become more efficient. Their powers become stronger. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You can't say you weren't warned. They told you I was bad news. Even I warned you that I came with emotional baggage. A mass of problems, hang-ups, and some things that you'd rather not know. But you wouldn't listen. And here we are, now, at a point of no return. Well, you at least won't be returning. It's no good staring at me with those puppy dog eyes and pleading for your miserable life. It won't make any difference. You could have chosen any other girl. A good, normal, sane girl. But no, you had to pick me.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The entrance to the ship was locked because the entrance ramp got stuck. Where in the 25th century, the most modern, developed world anyone has ever experienced, and the ramp is stuck, he mumbled. He tried everything to fix it. He was so focused, the speakers startled him when they roared, "Time travel tomorrow!" Right, but the ramp is stuck. Stuck! We're looking for volunteers. Stuck! But, okay, pick me. The command center received his telepathic message. The next day, he was in the 21st century. He landed right in the middle of the famous 2020 pandemic. Everything was stuck. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard. And for my pick two story, I've picked the topic's headache, and it's not you, it's me. Story's called Headache. Not tonight. I've got a headache, she said. Another headache. Just like last time and the time before that, for as long as I cared to remember. We'd had the it's not you, it's me talk, of course, several times. And, to be fair, you're absolutely right. It's you. You and that guy you've been seeing behind my back, if we want to be strictly accurate. Well, tonight was the last straw. I finally had enough. I reached under the pillow and fished out my revolver. I'll show you a real headache, I thought, holding the muzzle to her temple. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Sandy went to Sunday Mass over a YouTube live stream. She used to watch it through TV, but YouTube made it seem more real. Crackers and a bottle of wine on the desk. She got out of her chair and knelt while the priest on the screen waved his hand and recited a blessing. Then she put a cracker on her tongue, washed it down with a sip of wine, then another, and then another. Sandy finished the bottle of wine and passed out on the floor. YouTube played the next video, a series of cats doing silly things.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories with no woo-hoos on the topic of, well, it's a pick two. You'll go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see the list of topics. Why am I telling them to you? Oh, I never go to the website, or people on the website. I never listen to the thing, or people out there on the rest of the internet. What are you talking about? I don't know what that is. Okay, whatever. I should probably tell you what the topic of the next one is, which is Cleave. That could be of help, right? One a day until the day I die.com instructions, blah, 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 text of the stories, links to people's sites, all sorts of useful stuff. Thank you for being a part of this, and I will get cracking on recording the stories for, well, the whole lineup for next week, although I have tomorrow off, so I may just record for the next century, I don't know. One a day until the day one century after I died. I don't know. By then, websites will be on Mars or something, or probably have to be in Chinese. I don't know. So thank you for being a part of this and listening. And, as always, keep it brief.